We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
Steal by Penson, a run out to the rack. He flushed it. Mizzou by 7, matching their biggest lead of the game.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to the show. Konzo Martin is alongside. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will visit with Torrence Watson in our players segment from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. Missouri saw its 4-game winning streak come to an end with a 71-59 loss at Kentucky on Saturday. Tigers home twice this week as they'll take on Tennessee tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., then hosting Florida at 7:30 on Saturday night. Plenty of tickets available for both games. 1-800-CAT-PAWS, 884-PAWS in mid-Missouri, or log on to mutigers.com. Lots to talk about with the coach coming up here on Tiger Talk, again presented by Say Insurance. You know the folks at Say Insurance, what they say is that they want folks to understand car insurance, to know what they're paying for. And we'll tell you a little bit about more about that a little bit later on here in the show. Meanwhile, we say good evening to the coach. First of all, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're going to break down the Kentucky game quite a bit. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about the atmosphere. I mean, Rupp is a special place. 20,396 fans without the students. It was an incredible environment to be a part of, and they were standing throughout most of the game.
It was probably the best. I've played there, you know, several times, and I think on Saturday it was probably the best that I've witnessed. I thought they had tremendous energy. They gave their team, you know, opportunities. When your team hit a lull or struggles here and there, I thought they did a great job of getting their team into the game after the dunk of Big Three, and they gave them great momentum. But, you know, a lot of blue on it, and it's a great atmosphere to play in a road game. And I thought our guys were ready, embraced the challenges, came up short.
Yeah, started out very well in the first half. In fact, you jumped out to an 8-point lead at 17-9. They then go on a 12-0 run to take the lead for good. Let's go back to that segment. First of all, what did you do well to get the lead?
Well, you know, took the scouting report to the floor and, you know, take away ways they want to score. The first basket was a lob. It was our breakdown. Reed had Mitch's guy in transition. Mitch's guy came in late. Well, Reed's guy came in late, so Mitch should have took him, so he had a wide-open lob dunk. But in the midst of that, Kobe should have been off as a weak side defender to at least take away the dunk. So that was a breakdown. Then he had a transition three, so that's five baskets. Mm-hmm. A transition open three, an open dunk. And then they got momentum from that because when our defense was set and we didn't have breakdown, it was tough for those guys to score baskets. And I think the other thing, they shot 30 free throws, made 27 of them. And I thought the game was officiated well. So we have to do a better job. We talk about it all the time, defending arm's length. We did a poor job, you know, fouling, getting those guys to the free throw line. Because you want to be aggressive, but you have to do it without fouling.
They consistently attack the basket throughout both halves, which led to their ability to get to the foul line.
And that's what they do. They kind of run a dribble drive motion offense. Because our guys did a good job of taking away options. So now when it comes down to one-on-one defense, keeping the guy in front of you and making them take tough pull-ups. And we didn't do a good job with that. We fouled. And we didn't let those guys get to the rim as much. It wasn't that, but we fouled and gave those guys confidence to get to the free throw line. And then it made us stagnant because now we're not as aggressive defensively.
Let's talk about your start, though. What'd you do well to get that 17-9 lead? And Kobe hits an open three to get you on the board. Then really, you didn't flinch when it came to the atmosphere, the crowd, their excitement. Your guys just kept attacking early.
Well, what happens in a scouting report, we don't play them again, so it doesn't matter right now. We don't play them again unless we see them in a tournament play. But we felt like the opportunities to attack their ball screen. If our guards can turn the corner, now we're downhill. And we did a good job of getting downhill, especially Drew and Javon. They got to the rim, and they got shots blocked. Drew missed quite a few, but they did a great job of getting to the rim, and that's a plus. Once Drew settled in, he started jump-stopping, especially in the second half. Now he made good shots because he started jump-stopping. But when you go into the rim off 1 foot with a shot blocker, that's tough unless you're going to dunk the ball. But we just felt like when we attacked the ball screens, we had an opportunity to score the ball, and we would have open threes.
Let's talk a little bit about the play of Drew and Kobe. I mentioned Kobe hit the first shot of the night to put your team up three. He finishes in his first SEC game ever with 9 points and 3 rebounds and 20 minutes of action. Drew, once again, another solid performance, third consecutive game where he's in double figures and finishes with 11 points. But he also had 3 rebounds, 2 assists to go with 4 steals in the game.
Drew does a good job getting his hands on ball, not on balls. And I thought Kobe would have had a much better game. But he was cramping up throughout, especially in the second half. And that's what slowed his game down. Because at one point, we were probably thinking about putting him at the 5 position to make their 5-man defend him off the dribble. Because he's good at making plays off the dribble. But he just at that 7-minute mark, he just couldn't go as much anymore. And then we tried it one more time. He stretched it, just couldn't go. But I thought Drew had a sound game. I thought, again, once he settled in the second half, when he attacked the rim, jump stop, put the ball off the glass, he made great plays.
You know, the other thing about Drew that stood out, their first possession, he gets a steal. He's now had 24 consecutive games, going back to his time in Evansville, 24 consecutive games where he's had at least 1 steal in a game. What makes him so good in terms of his anticipation and using his hands to be able to poke ball free during the course of playing defense?
Well, he's physical. You know, he's a strong guy at the point guard position, and in most cases, he's probably just as or bigger than most point guards. He has great instincts. He has a real good feel. And then he carries the scouting report to the floor, so he understands what you're trying to do as a point guard. He knows how to box you in if you're a left-hand dribbler or if you're a right-hand dribbler. Then he gets angles, and oftentimes he gets his hands on the ball to make plays.
Reed Nicol makes his 4th career start. He had 4 points and 3 rebounds in 18 minutes of action.
Again, Reed is always a sound guy. I didn't think he played one of his better games defensively, especially against Big Nick. I thought Nick had a great night. Nick made shots and made plays. But I didn't think Reed defended him as well as he needed to. He made some great blocks. He was in position quite a bit. But I didn't think he defended like he normally does. But he'll bounce back from that.
Nick Richards scored 14 of the first 16 points. Almost had a career night. He was terrific, wasn't he?
He was. He played well. And you have to give credit where it's due. He's improved his jump shot. He's always good at, you know, dunking the ball around the rim, but his ability to make 2-point shots, his jump hooks, his feel has gotten a lot better. He did a good job blocking shots because I didn't think he was a great shot blocker coming out, but he's improved his ability to block shots. So he's made a lot of strides as a big guy, and happy to see that for him.
And also, Emmanuel quickly had a career high, I think, 23 for them as well. That's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk underway, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that is right for them. We're at Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. It's Tiger Talk each and every week. We're back with the coach after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faurot Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at your nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course, a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light.
Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Your top priority? Protecting your employees and the business you've worked hard to create. Workers' compensation insurance is an important part of that protection. When you partner with Missouri Employers Mutual, you get more than an insurance policy. We'll help you build a culture of safety that will empower your employees to work with confidence, day after day and year after year. Missouri Employers Mutual. Confidence at work. Visit mem-ins.com for more.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, as well as Shelter Insurance. Konzo Martin is alongside. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will have our players segment with Torrance Watson. Torrance Watson had a career high against Chicago State. We'll flash back to that game during our players segment. Don't forget, we're at Cheerleader Pub and Grill. It's the new location for Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. It's conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, and we're always happy to be here and appreciate everything that the folks here at Cheerleader do for us and also for those that come onto the show each and every week. I want to talk about your defense over the course of the last five games. You've won four of the last five, but in each of the five games, you've been very good, particularly against the three. The last five opponents, they're shooting an average of 15%. From the three-point line, which is pretty impressive from a defensive standpoint.
Again, we spent a lot of time on that. We spent a lot of time on the closeout, then the one-on-one defense. But more than that, is scouting your personnel. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the team we play tomorrow, Tennessee, I think they might start four left-handed guys. Now, we probably see a team that has one left-handed starter, but now you have four. So we've done drills the last 2 days on closing out on a left-hand driver. Not that we would change a lot, but not only is it driver, but his ability to shoot and his ability to make passes in the post. So just getting used to that and the feel for it. But really just closing out aggressively, and making guys make plays off the dribble. And when that happens, you have to rely on your four helpers defensively.
Yeah, attention to the personnel, though, is one of the huge keys. Knowing who to pick up in transition and knowing where they're going to float to.
Yes, and then the four threes is disappointing because the four threes that, you know, Kentucky made were all breakdown threes. We broke down. Quigley made four threes on our breakdown. So it wasn't as if he made a tough shot against great defense. It was four breakdowns, and it was unfortunate.
You know, you mentioned Tennessee. They may start four left-handed players. Just a little interesting note about the Volunteers roster. They've got seven left-handers on their roster. Four international players, but seven left-handers.
Yes, so it's, again, it's different, but not that we're putting a lot on our guys' plate to say, okay, you have to defend the guy differently. Still one-on-one defense, closing out, taking away the shot, and then relying on our principles and what our game plan is to win the actual basketball game.
You know, we talked about this after the game on Saturday at Rupp. You got to find more scoring, don't you? More consistent scoring for your team.
I think we have to get production on the interior. I think that is more than anything because, you know, we just felt like as a team going into, or as a staff going into the Kentucky game, you have good guards. Now it has to come down to which bigs can be more productive, and they won that battle. Again, if your guards need to score 20 to score 20 to win, we have to do that. But I just felt like we didn't get enough production on the interior. So it's not so much as I throw you the ball in the post, you score. But you can get four offensive rebounds as a big guy. I mean, you can get putbacks. There's a lot of ways to score the basketball. You can get to the free throw line and shoot free throws. But it's hard to win basketball games if you don't get any production from that position.
You have been one that has really been you've been very vocal in terms of your praise to Mitchell Smith and the job that he's done since you arrived. And now he's started the last five games, moved into the starting lineup in the Temple game. What are ways that he can impact the game from an offensive standpoint, though? Because he's doing some of the other stuff from a defensive standpoint, you know, anticipating, taking charges, getting rebounds on the defensive ends. How can he impact the game more offensively?
Realizing he's a guy that can make three-point shots. And he hadn't made a lot, and he hadn't shot a lot lately, but he can make three-point shots. Mitch is a guy that has the ability to drive the basketball. I think subconsciously he thinks about, in my opinion, because I had knee surgeries before, I think he thinks about when he makes drives, pushing off that leg that he has surgery on, or making moves off that leg. And you have to just have to play the game. And not that he says that, but it just I experienced that, so I know what that feels like, and I know what it looks like. But he has to have the confidence because we need his production, because he's a talented basketball player. And then I think, you know, in Kobe Brown's case, he's a guy you can move at the four or five position because he can make plays as well. And I think as he continues to learn how to go against bigger guys and defending them, he's a tough guy to defend for most big guys.
What are teams doing now from a defensive standpoint against Mark Smith? Are you seeing changes in terms of the way, for instance, Kentucky defended him as opposed to maybe some of the non-conference teams that you saw?
Well, what happens when you have a reputation of shooting over 40%, especially shooting 40%, with the line move back, that means you're an elite shooter, and Mark can really shoot the ball. So what happens, teams pressure Mark to sell. And it's like we would do it. If I was guarding, coaching against Mark, he cannot get a three-point shot off. Close out aggressive, make him put the ball on the floor, and we play the percentages. Because that means statistics say he won't make enough plays off the dribble to beat you. So now what teams really press up on him. So now what we work with Mark, we spend a lot of time on, is back screens. Learning how to become a great screener. So now what happens, if guys are really guarding you and attached to you, glued to you, then it means other guys on the team should be able to get shots off your screens. So now become an elite screener because he can shoot the ball. So when he does that, then it frees him up. But also, you know, making the shot fake. He did a good job today with the shot fake because he can shoot it. Now you have to be able to get in there and make plays. And I think he has to continue to get better at finishing at the rim.
Is that the area, and I guess let me rephrase it, which area can he be better at, or does he have the most opportunity to improve? Is it the dribble pull-out, the mid-range game, or is it finishing at the rim?
I think both. I think the one or two dribble pull-up or the sidestep shot fake three ball again or getting to the rim because most teams, they'll press up on him to make him drive it. And now once you get in there, you just have to be strong and finishing.
Torrence had a career-high 24, as we talked about, against Chicago State. Missed his first three shots and then made eight of his next 10 against Kentucky. Had a hard time finding open looks. He finished with 5 points. He was 1-for-3 from three in 18 minutes of play. What are you seeing over the last couple of weeks in Torrence Watson that's led to better percentages shooting the basketball?
I think confidence, and when the ball goes in, obviously your confidence grows. But more than that, it's just when he's in the gym, and not just in the gym, but in the weight room. And Torrence is one of those guys that my game is better when I feel good because I put the work in. And though he didn't score a lot against Kentucky, he played better. You know, even though he made 8 threes in the game before, he looked better. You know, you can tell, sometimes you can tell as a coach when a guy's in it and Torrence is locked in. So now you see the results, and you'll continue to see the results because he's shot ready. He's ready to drive the ball. His body's looking much better because he's spending more time in the weight room. And this is time that's not required. And that's why his game is growing now.
Is he making strides from a defensive standpoint?
He is. Now, he has some breakdowns against Kentucky. He's never lacked effort. That's the biggest thing. He's never lacked the effort, but it's the attention to detail and taking that scouting report to the floor and not having those type of breakdowns.
I want to talk a little bit about X, because X struggled, you know, obviously, particularly in the first half against Kentucky. Was it the size of the guards? Was he trying to do too much? Just a thought.
You got to come in ready. Yeah. You have to come in. Ashton Hagans as a point guard is as good as any as far as, I mean, he and Drew are elite defenders. I'm talking about guys that can swarm you, and they can defend you one-on-one. They can take away angle passes while they're defending you. So now you can't come in a game laid back against Ashton Hagans, because he'll make you pay for it. He puts so much pressure on you. And then they denying wings, because they defend similar to us. They deny wings, so you have to be able to make plays. So now when they're pushing up on you so aggressively, you have to get downhill to the rim. You got to be able to make plays, and that's what happens when you're at this level, when you're going against elite talent. Sometimes it's a one-on-one play at the rim. You got to be strong enough. But I think the growth for X is not on that, but also in the weight room, taking more pride in that area. Because X hadn't, I mean, he's probably 160. X need to be 180 because he has the talent, but now it's the other parts to it.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. We're going to take a break. Don't forget, Torrence Watson joins us at the bottom of the hour as Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle up, phone down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
The completely redesigned 2020 Ford Escape is built for the Midwest with all the features you want in an SUV. Want a sleek new look with available panoramic Vista roof to let in more of the heartland? Want the added efficiency of an available EcoBoost engine with auto start-stop technology? What about a spacious interior with sliding seats for best-in-class second-row legroom? The 2020 Escape has it all and more. Come see for yourself at your quality Ford dealers, proud sponsor of the Mizzou Tigers. Class of small utilities based on Ford segmentation.
If you started college but never finished, or have always wanted to get your degree, let Mizzou Online help you earn your stripes. Choose from 125 online programs, and now more bachelor's options than ever. Take career-advancing online classes in a format that works with your schedule. It looks like everything is coming up you. And you deserve an online degree that's designed to propel you forward. Start earning your online stripes at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Socket.net.
Back at Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance. Conzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up in our next segment, we will visit with Torrence Watson in our players segment. Tigers in action coming up tomorrow evening against University of Tennessee. 6 p.m. is the tip-off. Plenty of tickets available. 1-800-CAT-PAWS, 884-PAWS in mid-Missouri. Or you can log on to mutigers.com. Also, plenty of tickets available for the Florida game coming up on Saturday evening. That game tips off at 7:30. In the last two games, Mario McKinney's averaged 11 minutes off the bench. Played 10 minutes at Kentucky. Played 12 minutes against Chicago State. Again, it's about developing as the season progresses. So from the coach's eye, what is the young man, the freshman from St. Louis, doing that's earning him more minutes?
Working hard, coming in extra. And then the other part is just it's a growth. He was able to get away with, slashing in high school at, 6'1". Well, that position, you got guys 6'6", 6'7". He's a guy that can handle the ball. He has to continue to improve, making moves off the dribble with the right hand. He's aggressive in transition. Now the next part, when he gets in traffic, gets around bigger guys, making those sound decisions, and he can do it. But in high school, you can get in there and jump over three or four guys and make a play. But now you have to make those sound decisions in those tough areas, and I think he's growing. He's a good basketball player. He has a great mind for the game. He's a willing listener. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. That's why I think he's making those strides. That's why he's earning those minutes.
Is his future more at the one or at the wing?
I think he's more of a combo guard. I think he'll be able to play both when it's all said and done because he still has the ability to score the ball. He has one of the better shot fakes, jab step shot fakes for a young guy. He's very compact with the ball, and he's strong with the ball. He came in at 185 pounds. So he has good strength to him as well. And I think as he continues to press, progress and work on his game, he'll be a much better basketball player.
Also Saturday, we saw for the first time this season the season debut of Axel Okongbo. You have been true to your word throughout the course of the year. You've always said it's going to be January before you even think about putting him in a game. Again, the game is about developing young men. And you've seen this young guy work really hard since he arrived on campus, haven't you?
Extremely hard. And I would put him in the category, right now, when we're talking about Javon and Mark work ethic right there every day. Clock work in the morning. He comes back and get another workout. He wants to be good. Now, he hasn't had a lot of years of playing the game, right, but he works extremely hard. He wants to be a good basketball player. It's not just his growth on the court, but it's also in the weight room. He's up to 235 pounds and probably need to get another 5 or 10 on him. But, we could have played him in some games here and there, but I don't think he would have been showcased in a good way.
Right.
Like I said to him before, I never want to put you in harm's way. I can put you out there in the game last 2 or 3 minutes, but that wouldn't do him a good service. So I want to be respectful to him and his growth as a basketball player. And I just try to tell him, don't get consumed with it right now. Let's continue to progress and continue to work hard, and I think you'll be a much better basketball
player.
Let's
face it, you needed minutes on Saturday, too, particularly in the first half with guys in foul trouble. Take us through a little bit about the growth, though, that you've seen him go through. From an offensive standpoint, the things he can do now that he couldn't do when he arrived, for instance.
It's amazing. Like yesterday, Mario and Kobe were shooting free throws together in practice. We had rotations, and Axel was working on ball handling with one of the assistants. And the things he was doing with two balls, he couldn't do that with one ball when he first got here because he had, he was long, he can run the floor, he can block shots. But there was a lot of things he had to work on offensive. But the stuff he does now with one and two balls is impressive. But it's because he puts so much work into it. And then when you watch him, if you go back and watch the film in the Kentucky game, he did everything that we do in practice. He set a ball screen, he sprinted to the post, and he had the guard on his backside. He did a great job. Everything we talk about. So, again, he's a willing listener. He wants to be a good basketball player. And again, I think it's good basketball in front of him.
Yeah, he was open. They missed him
on
the block.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did. And he'll go up and dunk the ball. He's strong now.
That's Conzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. When we return, we'll visit with the sophomore from St. Louis. Torrence Watson joins us next as the show continues from Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at tigerteamstore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Aqua Adam here from Echo Water Systems. You want perfection? Echo Water is water perfection. From the best tasting water to lower energy bills and better performing appliances, you'd be surprised at how an Echo Water System can improve your life. Whether it be at your home or business, drink delicious tasting Echo Water. From chlorine-free refiners to reverse osmosis drinking water systems, experience the Echo Water difference. Visit us online at echowater.com.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at proplan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. You can open it today at www.centralbank.net. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club Student Athlete of the Week, Mizzou Basketball's Drew Smith. The law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri businesses since 1873. He is a sophomore guard from St. Louis, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Torrence Watson. Yay! Against Chicago State, he had a game. Let's take a listen. To the right side, Drew Smith. Left side of the logo, Mark Smith. Back to Drew. Throws it right wing, open. Watson launches, makes it.
There you go. He was all alone, and if teams start leaving him completely open, he will make them pay. Maybe that's the start of something.
Blocked by Watson. In transition comes Missouri. Deep three. Watson makes it at the buzzer. He's made two in a row after missing his first three. Watson three. Made it three in a row for Torrence Watson. Off the inbounds, Watson splashes home his fourth consecutive three, 69-22. Missouri with the lead. Right corner, Watson open, launches. He's made five tonight, five of his last six, 72-22. Pickett left corner. Watson makes another one. That is six of his last seven. Skip pass intercepted by Drew Smith. Right sideline into the front court. 2-on-2 break. Now throw it left wing. Watson open. Launches. Why not? Just banging it home. Back to Drew Smith. Middle of the floor. Rifles it left corner. Watson open. Yes. 81-27. You heard Xavier Pinson in front of us screaming out loud. Cheer for his teammate Torrence Watson, who's made eight threes. A career high 24 for Watson.
So, Torrence Watson,
That night against Chicago State, once you got rolling, how big did the basket look?
Man, it looked really big. I'm not going to lie. It felt great. My teammates always do a great job of instilling confidence in me, so it really felt great for those shots to go in.
What were you more proud of, making 8 of your last 10 or getting a block shot and coming down court in transition right before the half-court buzzer to make your second consecutive three?
I was just happy that the ball finally started going in. That was the only thing I was really happy about. And just happy that my teammates had that much confidence in me. It's hard when you're missing a lot of shots, but they kept giving me the ball. They kept telling me to shoot it, so I'm thankful for them.
They've been very supportive. Your coaches have been very supportive as well. You told me afterwards, and you were very candid and very honest about this, there were times when you were struggling early in the season that you went home and you cried.
Yeah.
Elaborate on that a little bit, just what you were going through from an emotional standpoint, because you know you can score the basketball.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard mentally and emotionally. Coming off to the ending of the season that I had, I did really well, so I was hoping that that started right back up, and it didn't. So it was hard for me, and it was honestly, it was a little embarrassing for me because I felt like I should be doing so much better. So for those shots to finally go in, just really made me feel a whole lot better.
Two games does not make a season, but it does give you confidence, right, in what you're doing. You made your first three against Kentucky. You missed the next two, but you got an open look and you buried it. What's happening right now over the last two games that's allowed you to shoot the ball better than you did before?
Just the amount of work that I put in. I think before practice, after practice, in the morning, it doesn't matter. I've just been getting work in, so I think that every time that I put work in, I feel more confident, and then it shows on the floor as well.
What was it like for you and your teammates to play in that environment on Saturday with the students out of town in Lexington, Kentucky, and almost 21,000 fans in the house?
It was crazy. I wasn't expecting that many people, like you said, while they're on break, but it was a crazy atmosphere. You couldn't really hear at times, especially when they made it three, got a dunk, things like that. And it's really hard to come back from a deficit playing in an arena like that.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk about the game just a little bit. But how much does that help, that atmosphere? How much does that help the home team to have that many people in the house cheering for them every moment of the game?
It helps a lot because I think we started off 9-2 on a run, and then the fans got into it. So that helps a lot. When the fans constantly stand into it, the energy is up. It gives us more confidence. It makes us feel like the next shot's going in. We're going to get this next stop, things like that.
You guys saw a really decent house for Chicago State. As players, you notice when fans aren't there, you want to see more people there. You want to see Mizzou Arena packed, don't you?
Yes, sir. That felt great. I think when we first came out, it was like 30 minutes left on the shot clock. We're like, it's probably not going to be that many people here. And then we came back out for layups. We're like, wow, I can't believe that this many people showed up to this game. So it felt great for us, and I think that showed. I think that our offense was tremendously better with our fans into it.
Okay, so let's take care of business, because if we don't, you're going to be in trouble. There's somebody listening that you need to say hi to, so go ahead.
Get it. Hi, Mom.
I interrupted you. Say it one more time.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Now will she text you to recognize that you gave her a little shout-out on the air?
I just talked to her for 30 minutes, like an hour ago. I probably talked to her for another 30 minutes before I go to bed.
Describe the bond, the relationship that you have with your mother.
I have an amazing relationship with my mother. Most of you guys have probably met her by now. She's a lady that likes to talk to everybody. She's really loving, really nice, really caring. And I think last year she only missed 3 games. This year she isn't planning on missing any. She drove 13 hours to come to Temple and then drove right back. So my mom really loves me, and I really love her.
When a parent takes an extra step like that and goes out of their way to do something, to show their support, Torrance Watson, what does that mean to you?
It means so much to me, especially since she has my niece. My niece stays at home with us, so it's not easy for her to just get in the car and just drive to come see me. So it means a lot for me. And then to always see her out in the stands means a lot as well. When I was struggling in the beginning, like every single time I was always coming out to give her a hug, so that made me feel better.
The things that you've gone through since you've gotten here, I mean, you said on this program a year ago that you didn't have to play a lot of defense in high school. You were a marksman, a guy that helped your team the most by scoring points. How much better is Torrance Watson on the defensive end right now than you were a year ago at this time?
a whole lot better. It's something that you just have to put effort into. And I think that coach always talks about you don't have to be the most skilled. Like, obviously, sometimes offense comes with natural skill and things like that. So you don't have to be the most skilled or the most talented. You just have to work the hardest to be good on defense.
Why Missouri? What was it about this program that made you want to be a part of it?
So I think everybody in the coaching staff, Coach Martin, I think he was one of the coaches who never told a lie to me at any time. Like, he was always real and 100 about everything that he said to me about how I was going to come in, I was going to have to earn minutes, I was going to have to play defense. And he's someone who never goes against his word. And then my mom, and then my dad, my family, just wanted to be close to home, wanted her to have opportunities to come down here anytime she wants to.
You also played for a former Tiger at Whitfield, Mike Potsey. What was his advice throughout the recruiting process?
He really wanted me to come here, and I think that he knew that this is one of the places that I wanted to be. Even coming to Ohio State, I think he still kind of knew that in my heart that I belonged here in Mizzou. So I think that he really helped me during my decision.
What other areas has Torrence Watson grown in the last year since, or a year and a half, if you will, since you arrived here?
I think just becoming a man. I think.
What do you mean by that?
When I was at home, I was a mama's boy, so I was always around my mom. My mom, she wasn't necessarily strict, but she made sure that everything was in order. She always took care of everything. So coming here, it was a little different. I had a whole lot of freedom and things like that. So just becoming a man, there was bumps along the way, but I think that it made me a better person. I'm thankful for all my failures.
What about from an academic standpoint? Have you selected a major yet?
I haven't, but I'm deciding between communications and sociology. I'm going to do one or the other, and then I'm going to minor in another one.
As you know, you're only allowed a finite amount of time to play this game.
Right.
So once it's taken away for one reason or another, what do you see yourself doing in life?
I feel like I will end up doing something with sales. I'm not exactly sure what I'll be selling, but I feel like a job that I would like to do is to build relationships with people, try to get them to buy something.
Your personality obviously lends itself to do very well in sales, because I don't think you've ever met a stranger, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well, this nickname, Smiley, I don't know why you have it. I mean, why would somebody call you Smiley? I mean, where did that come from?
When I was a kid, who always couldn't stop laughing, like, especially like basketball practices or something like that, like something happens, everybody's supposed to be quiet. I was always a kid who always had a smile on their face, and I couldn't stop laughing, so people generally started calling me Smiley.
Coaches always look at this time between the end of the first semester and the start of the second semester as basketball only, a chance to improve. They try to make the most of it on the practice side. Right. Obviously, as players, it's a great opportunity for you all to put in a lot of extra effort for individual improvement. So how important is this time of the year for a basketball player?
It's very important for basketball players. During this time, we don't have school, so you have even more time to get into the gym. And then you know your practice schedule. Like, I know what time I'm going to have practice tomorrow, the day after, the day after. So it's easier to set your calendar for time to get extra work in.
Did you have to deal with learning how to manage your time when you arrived here a year ago?
Yes.
And how did you get through that process? When did you finally become comfortable with knowing schedules and knowing how much time you need to put in here and there and things like that?
I didn't think it happened just one time. It was like multiple times where I figured out what I needed to do, started doing it, and then got off track. So I was going to say for like the past month and a half, 2 months now, it's been really consistent with how I'm managing my time.
You know, we don't talk enough on this program about the job that those with the academic staff do and the hours that they put in to help you as student athletes. How much does that help you? I mean, what are some of the things that they help teach you along the way?
It helps us an amazing amount. I think that they don't get enough credit they deserve, because whenever I have something to do, Ms. Michelle or any of the other staff are always telling me, like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. And it makes our lives a whole lot easier. I know that it's a lot of hard work put in by them, so I thank them for that.
In what areas can you continue to grow as a basketball player?
For me, I think handling the ball and then just making sure that at all times I'm impacting the game, whether it's stopping my man on defense, being the help side in the right time, rebounding, assists, any way to impact the game.
What do you like most about this group of athletes that you call teammates?
I think that we're so close to each other and we're becoming a family. Coach talked about in the summer, one of the things that we really had to work on was accountability, being able to say something to each other without each person getting mad at them or something like that. So I think that this team does a great job of getting on each other and knowing that we only want the best for each other.
Have you grown in that area too in terms of being accountable and accepting responsibility?
Yes, I have. I have. I think that everybody on the team has grown like a tremendous amount because it kept happening, kept happening, kept happening. So you have to grow from it. And then Coach always spoke out on it, making us realize that that was one thing that we had to work on.
When you look at the group of guys that are from the St. Louis area or from the East Side, it's unique. The number of people that are from that part of either Illinois, southwestern Illinois, or from the eastern part of Missouri. You all knew each other growing up, didn't you?
Right.
So, I mean, how many times like did you play against like a Javon Pickett or a Mark Smith or you know Jeremiah Tillman growing up?
Right. One unique thing is that I think four of us played on the same organization at the same time. Mm-hmm. So Rio, Mario was on the younger team, and then Mark and Javon was on the older team. So we really got to know each other. So I think us having a relationship before we got here helped us in that accountability part, being able to talk to each other, being able to say something.
You bring up an interesting point. You're talking about your AAU experience. In what ways can AAU basketball help a young player?
I think that it gives you the experience of playing against other players who are like you. Sometimes in high school, it might not be that many players who are Division I level. So I think AAU gives you a chance to be able to play against other players like yourself.
Well, finally, I want to ask a little bit about from an academic standpoint. And again, you're still trying to process the whole major thing. But through the first year and a half, first three semesters, I guess, did you take summer classes?
Yeah.
So some classes during the summer, three plus semesters. Favorite subject, favorite professor, anybody stand out? I mean, I know you've got probably one favorite class that you enjoyed so far.
I really like my sociology classes. Most of them have been online. So I wouldn't say I have a favorite professor in that one, but my Black Studies class, Mr. Dunkley, yeah.
What do you like about him as a professor?
I don't know. I just liked him. He was a good person to talk to. I think that he did a great job of explaining things in class, and then his class was never boring.
Finally, before I let you go, if you've got the opportunity to say something to Missouri fans about trying to encourage them to come to the game, what would you say to them?
Will you repeat the question?
What would you say to Missouri fans to get them to come to the game tomorrow against Tennessee? You need them, right?
Oh, yes, sir. I would just say that we need you guys to come out and that it really makes an impact on us. It really gives us a greater chance to win the game when you guys are there having energy for us. Like I said, the basket just gets way bigger when the crowd goes wild.
It was big against Chicago State. I hope it's big tomorrow night. Thank you much for your time.
You.
That's Torrance Watson, Missouri sophomore guard from St. Louis. I'm Mike Kelly. We're going to take a break. Konzo Martin returns after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Off-season for Mizzou fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with Regions Your Pick Studio, you can
M-I-Z-Z-O-U
wherever you go with a personalized check card. And with Regions Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Move better, feel better, simply live better with Wilson's Fitness. Five locations, over 250 weekly group fitness classes, and training for all ages and abilities. Move better. At Wilson's, every body is perfectly imperfect. Unlock the best version of you. Feel better. Wilson spends time with you to discover the safest and most effective workout. Live better. Escape reality in the saltwater pool, detox in the sauna, or heat things up with hot yoga at Wilson's Fitness.
At MU Healthcare, we're as serious about coughs as we are about cancer. Because there's no such thing as a minor health issue. When it comes to your body, every detail is important. Which means big, small, or in between, you deserve the best care. Delivered by specialists so good, they're teaching the next generation of doctors. That's academic medicine. That's MU Healthcare.
Just okay is not okay, whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network. AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score September 2019.
Founded on integrity, dedicated to results, Malley Commercial Realty was founded in 1993 with the goal of leading clients in personal and efficient commercial real estate brokerage. Malley Commercial Realty has helped countless companies find the perfect location to grow their business and find success. Whatever your real estate objective, Malley Commercial Realty can make it happen. We are committed to complete client service, sharing our knowledge and experience, and walking you through the process every step of the way. Call 573-443-3200 or visit malleyrealty.com and put our experience to work for you.
Cheerleader Pub and Grill is your home for all things SEC and the new host location for Tiger Talk with Coach Martin. Join us live at 7 p.m. every Monday evening at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as Mike Kelly sits down with Coach Martin to talk all things Mizzou basketball, including player interviews, game recaps, and previews of the upcoming opponent. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub and Grill is the place to be for Tiger Talk each week, where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub and Grill, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they are paying for. Tiger Talk will be here at Cheerleader next week. Coach Martin and I will not be here. Nick Jost will host our segment of the show, and he'll be joined by the Tigers Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk, coming up next Monday night here from Cheerleader as Missouri will make its way to Starkville to take on Mississippi State on Tuesday. Tigers in action coming up tomorrow night, 6 p.m., the tip-off against Tennessee. Plenty of tickets available. Florida coming up on Saturday. And again, plenty of tickets available for that game. I asked Torrance this question, so let me ask you. I'm not necessarily talking about from a basketball standpoint. Where has Torrance Watson grown the most since he arrived here?
I think, like most guys, understanding what it means to be a well-rounded, you know, person. Obviously, he had great parents that raised him and all of that. He had a good high school coach that helped him. But just the next steps when you get to this point where you have freedom, learning how to balance that, eating, sleeping, nutrition, all those things that make you not only a great basketball player, but a great person. Because he always been a good guy, so that's never been in question. But just understanding the balance of what it means to be somebody you can count on, the guy that's reliable. He's always been grateful for the opportunity. He's very appreciative. Even though he's a talented guy coming out of high school, he's always been respectful from that standpoint. But just understanding the time and the commitment when you want to be special in the game of basketball, what's required and what you have to give up in order to get that.
You know, we haven't talked about this a lot over the course, really, of the last couple of years, and we know that Nicodemus Christopher does a terrific job from a strength and conditioning standpoint. Is he primarily the contact, too, when it comes to nutrition and teaching guys the proper ways to eat and things like that?
Well, we have a nutritionist, but Nick, he's intelligent, so he understands it as well. But we have a nutritionist that helps those guys in all aspects. So, you know, in most cases, we've been blessed here because you can't make a lot of excuses because you have access to so many things and so many people that are willing to help you. And it's just a matter of making that commitment because the one thing that I don't like to do as a coach, I don't like to call a guy and say, oh, can you come in and get some extra work in? Yeah. Because if you want to be great at this, then you should be willingly wanting to come in the gym and get work in because you have access to the gym 24/7. So there's no excuses if you want to be great. And you have people all around you that can help you in so many areas, but it's just a commitment and a willingness to do that. And the guys that do it, you see them 10 years down the road, their life kind of dictates, okay, I remember 10 years ago when I made that sacrifice and look at my life now. And most cases, they're very successful.
Yeah, there are countless stories of those guys that had to be thrown out of the gym by their coaches.
Yeah, and for example, Javon Pickett's like, man, we need to cut you off here. We need to put you on a regimen because he's going and going and going. And one of the reasons why he's playing so well now is because I like to think we had to shut him down in some areas because if you don't tell him he's going, injured or not, he's going to be on the floor working out. And now he has a little more balance. And he's having success, so there's a peace of mind that goes along with that. So now he continues to grow into that. I got to be okay with not going 7 days a week extra. Maybe it's more 3 or 4 or 5, especially during the season.
Let's talk a little bit about the development of a couple of young bigs. Parker Brown, of course, took a red shirt a year ago, and he's obviously benefited from that. You can see that. A guy like Trey Jackson coming in fresh from high school, you know, a kid that, you know, has got a great build that you can see has got a lot of natural talent. From a coach's perspective, walk us through how you're just trying to bring those guys along and where it fits and where it doesn't fit in terms of getting them game action.
Well, the one thing about, you know, both of those guys, a great question. I think what happens, and I'll talk about both of them and try to answer specific in certain areas, but like Parker, for example, has all the talent, length, athleticism, very intelligent basketball player, understands angles, understands situations, as good a teammate as any. Guys love him. He knows what's going on, but he's not loud. He's not very vocal in those areas that he need to be. And he's probably one of the fastest guys from end to end. But he has to do it. And I got to say to Park all the time, you a guy that should be on the floor playing. And I think for him, it's the next step and not sitting back, but being aggressive and getting on the floor because he has those tools. Trey Jackson is just a case of continued growth of a guy that, what position is he? He's a guy that has the instincts to be an elite scorer. Now it's all the stuff that goes with being a scorer. Continue working your game, becoming a great post player, becoming great off the dribble either way, because he's done a great job with his body at, you know, 6'8", 220 pounds, and I think he'll add another 10. And then it's just all the other stuff and learning the game. And to both guys' credit, they're good teammates. They want to learn. They want to get better. And in today's game, that's a hard thing for most guys to do because I want to play right away, and I'm not planning on transferring. But I think both of those guys are committed to being successful basketball players. And if they continue to work and put the time into it, both of those guys will have special careers. And I'm not just saying it just to say it, but they will because they have the parts to be really good.
Final segment of Tiger Talk up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at proplan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Couple of games at Mizzou Arena this week, tomorrow night. Tigers take on the Volunteers of Tennessee. That game tips off at 6 p.m. Still plenty of tickets available. 1-800-CAT-PAWS. 884-PAWS at Mid-Missouri, or log on to mutigers.com. Florida Gators in town coming up on Saturday evening. That game tips off at 7:30, and again, plenty of tickets available for the game. A couple minutes left in the show. When I say Tennessee, when I say Rick Barnes, what stands out about his approach and the style of play that they play with?
Well, I mean, you're talking 30-plus years at a high level. Of course, he learned a lot. I think he's a man that, you know, wants to see his young men not only be successful on the floor, but in life. He puts a lot of time into it. He's committed. Now, that thing, because as you study coaches, I think for me, the thing that makes him special, if he's won a lot of games, but I think his commitment to his family, I think he values that. And I think that's very important because your players see that. I mean, it's not just, you know, games and pouring all into your players, because if I'm a player, I want to see what's your life outside of that, because I thought it was unique as a young guy when I went to Coach Katie's house and saw how he interacted with his family. Because that's important, cause, you know, especially for young guys that grow up with a dad not at home. All those things matter, and I think he's a guy that values that, and it shows in his players. And you're talking 700-plus wins. He's a Hall of Fame, you know, coach, and he's earned it.
Yeah, Basketball Writers Coach of the Year a year ago. They lost a lot of players, though, from that 31-6 team. They added a mid-year transfer. In fact, got to Knoxville on December the 28th, made his debut against LSU, 18.6 rebounds, and I think 5 assists for Santiago Vescovi.
He made 6 threes, so now we got to deal with that. So yeah, it'll be a challenge. They're still playing well. They lost a great player in Lamonte, but they're still playing well.
Great to see you. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. I am G. Kovach.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.